Hello?
Hello. I'm looking to speak with Alejandro.
Yeah, this is Alejandro.
Hi, my name is George. I'm with Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, or a 50-50 chance?
No, I'll definitely vote.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian?
I'm Hispanic, Latino.
Okay. And what is your age?
48 years.
And thinking about your approach to politics, political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to most focus on. For each one, I want you to rate them from 0 to 10. 10 meaning is most important, 5 meaning is somewhat important, 0 meaning is not important at all. And you can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one, combating climate change and protecting the environment. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Let's get an 8.
Legalizing marijuana.
I'm 5.
Addressing foreign affairs like the war in Ukraine.
I'm going to say number 5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Number 8.
Addressing immigration and border security.
Number 8.
And thank you again for your patience. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I strongly approve.
Okay. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you're very favorable. 0 means you're unfavorable. And 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you can choose any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. The tobacco industry. From 0 to 100, what do you choose?
I'm going to say 50.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
Donald Trump.
20.
Joe Biden.
90.
Food and Drug Administration or the FDA.
90.
Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that
let me tell that I'm in the middle of I work in the restaurant business and I'm about to shut down my restaurant. It's going to take more time because I need to stop. I got people waiting for me.
Yes, it's going to take more time.
Is there
a better time for us to contact you?
Yeah, probably another time because I work in the restaurant business and I got my people waiting on this.
Okay. What time is more convenient for me to contact you? Tomorrow or later today?
Not today. Definitely not today. Tomorrow I got a conference call. I'm going to be busy. And the next day before that, I'm traveling out of the country. So.
Okay. Well, I'll just leave it as a setup call back. And whenever you're ready, we'll go ahead and give you a call and finish the study.
Thank you.
You're welcome.